Sugarloaf Peak, with its surrounding rugged mountains and valley washes of varying heights, colors, and sizes, is a desert environment that holds many memories for me. Some of those memories are mixed with bubbly, sugar-coated childhood ideals. Then there are also those that leave my mouth devoid of moisture with a slight reminiscent thought of old hiking adventures. My connection to the American West runs a tad deeper than most, with 5 years of my childhood spent on a 700-acre claim in the Arizona Laguna mountain range. My parents decided when I was in the third grade to relocate the family. We moved out to the claims where my father liked to do his amateur gold mining on the odd weekends. Now, when I say relocate, what my father actually did was build two large rooms out of 2x4s, plywood, and screen on a plateau next to the highest peak in that range. Against these lovely, symmetrical wood rooms with a 360-degree view of sparsely vegetated desert landscape was parked a fifth wheel mobile home. The fifth wheel was the heart of the home, the only room that had a semblance of plumbing electricity. Unfortunately, we never had enough power for air conditioning. That's right, folks, 5 years in the Sonoran Desert without AC. The lack of cool air had my siblings and I begging for a swimming trip when the temperature would reach over 110 degrees. It would be so hot that the air would shimmer like waves on a lake, the desert heat bringing a mocking mirage to moisture-deprived eyes. Sugarloaf Peak was a favorite of mine to hike for several reasons. One of the reasons being, once on the top of the old extinct volcano cone, you would be blessed with the view of the winding canal and inlets fed from Mitri Lake, which was not far from the base of Sugarloaf. The canal and inlets were the ones we would frolic in for hours if we were successful in our pleading for a rescuing swim from the summer heat. The view from the top of Sugarloaf offered conflicting views of the desert valley below. Sugarloaf helped to create this landscape millions of years ago through volcanic eruptions. The eruptions allowed for natural water catches to develop in the folds and waves of old lava flows that cascaded down sugar valleys, providing rich material for soil where the desert wildlife seemed to flourish in the shadow of the cone. The view of the desert waterways, surrounded by salt cedars and cattails on one side of Sugar, differ from the other. The other view is more of a stark, less densely vegetated desert beauty. What I call the deeper desert, away from the rugged, jutting, burnt brown sugar-colored peaks of Sugarloaf, dwells the side of the desert that I have always viewed as beautiful. Unlike the desert that most people see from the side of a roadway, with struggling desert sage and a spattering of small desert plants, this desert, my childhood playground, holds a cornucopia of desert life, plant and animal. If one takes the time to stop, smell, be still, and look around at the collage of plant and animal life, they will never be able to associate the words bleak, uninhabitable, colorless, and ugly again with the desert. Palo Verde and iron trees, with their different shades of green leaves and needles, are scattered over the desert hills and valleys. They offer shade and covering to the multitude of creatures that reside in their welcoming branches. Amongst these trees, one can find desert mockingbirds chattering and chasing away other birds of muted brown tones, and any other beings they consider to be trespassers. Desert chipmunks race to and fro between creosotes and desert sage bushes, sometimes playing among the spiny branches of the ocotillo. If the desert spirits are in a truly sharing mood, one is allowed a fleeting glimpse of a doe and her fawns, braving an afternoon siesta in the enveloping shade of an ancient mesquite tree. The desert life I mentioned is only the very tip of the mountain peak of life that survives and thrives in a desert I know and love. It is a place of great beauty and danger. I was taught never to take it for granted or abuse. Sugarloaf is a place of beauty and serenity, where I still venture and hike her desert countryside to let the inner child that still feels home in her plateaus washes play and rest in old childhood clay forts.